In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In the benediction of Pascha prayer, we hear this is oftenly said, through his good will he accepted sufferings. الذي قبل الآلام بإرادته. And to accept suffering is something that none of us would feel comfortable with. And whenever we see the Lord accepted suffering, we understand, maybe because he loved us, but how we as his children can accept sufferings ourselves. Is there a way or circumstances where suffering is something that's desirable, maybe accepted, and we welcome it? Let us go and see how can we share him in accepting suffering. إزاي إحنا نقبل الآلام معاه. In which way? First of all, we accept suffering when we love. The people, whenever this passion of love moves their heart, they feel it easier to accept suffering. The Lord Christ, we know that what he did is because he loved us. Only God's love moved him to come to us on earth and to suffer on our behalf. He has no benefit for himself personally, nothing except that he wants to save man whom he created. We can see the same happening in the Old Testament when Jacob had to work for 14 years only to gain Rachel. علشان أحب رحيل تعب من أجلها 14 سنة. This is how love moved the heart of those people in order for them to accept suffering. Whenever we love our children, we suffer for them and we welcome this and we don't find any difficulty in carrying on all of the troubles in order to raise them in the right way. St. Paul said the same, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? When our heart moves with true love towards him, then tribulations or distress, persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, none of them will make us to separate us from the love of Christ. All of what we do in our worship is just an expression of this love. كل اللي احنا بنعمله في أعمال العبادة هو تعبير عن المحبة. لما بنحب ربنا بيبقى الصلاة سهلة والصوم سهل وكل أعمال العبادة والتخلي عن الحاجات اللي هي بتشبع النفس جسديا سهل لأن احنا بنحب ربنا. When we love God or others, we will be able ان احنا to offer ourselves and we accept suffering. As St. Paul says, for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. من أجلك نمات كل النهار. There's a story about a couple, a man and his wife. And both of them did not believe at the beginning of their lives. Then the wife knew Christ and loved him. And then she was able to raise her children in the fear of God. She took them to the church and raised them to love God. Her husband never liked what they were doing, never made sense in his mind that people believe that God will come on earth. At the Nativity, the feast of the incarnation of the Lord Christ, he asked his wife, where are you going? She said to him, I'm going to the church. He said to her, for what? She said, today we celebrate the Nativity of the Lord. He said to her, do you really believe that anyone would leave his place and come and become a man? In order for what? She said to him, this is because he loved us. The man left and he didn't make sense in his mind. The only hobby that this man has is he liked birds so much. He kept on watching them, and at the time when the geese were immigrating, he used to follow and watch them. This something brought happiness to his heart. One day, at the season when the geese were traveling, immigrating to escape the cold, there was a storm at the city where he lived in. He looked and he saw these groups of geese traveling, flying, and because of the storm, they were falling and they were hitting the house and many of them died. He felt very troubled with this scenario. He tried to do something. He tried to run and open the barn in order to get the geese to hide inside the barn of his house. He couldn't, and the geese did not get the message. They didn't know. And then he tried something else. He tried to put some crops on the floor. Maybe the geese will find the crops and will follow these crops to the barn. And it didn't work either. And then the man tried and tried, it didn't work. In his mind, he said, I wish I become a goose in this moment. So I can talk to them. I can lead them to the barn where they can hide. When he said this, then he remembered the discussion that took place earlier between him and his wife. Because I love the geese, I want to save them. I wish even I become like them in order to let them be saved and save them from the storm. Then all what his wife was saying made sense. Yes, if you love someone, you try your very best, even if you become like him or her, in order to save this person. Love makes us to suffer. True love makes people suffer. Truly it is. This is the law, and this is something that we have to keep in mind. I cannot say that I love my family if I don't suffer for them. I cannot say that I love God while suffering for him is something that doesn't cross my mind. Not only when we love, we suffer, but also the burden of responsibility allows us to accept suffering. And we do this willingly. When we feel this move, I am responsible for somebody else, all of suffering would be nothing. I would be very actually happy to do this, looking at example of Mother Teresa and what she did for the poor people in India. What moved her heart is the sense of responsibility for those poor people who had nobody to help them. St. Paul said, if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. Necessity. الضرورة موضوعة علي. الإحساس بالمسؤولية خلاه يعاني وهو فرحان. He was not troubled with it, but this is something that he did not allow him to rest or sleep. In the same way, when we feel this sense of responsibility towards God's children or his church or our own families, we move with this, and this can make us to suffer, and we accept this. Also, we accept suffering when we expect a reward after the suffering. The woman, when she is pregnant, she is expecting that she's going to suffer, but why she is going through this? Why she accepts this? In order for the joy that she is expecting whenever someone is born to the world, her joy will far exceed the pain of the pregnancy and giving birth. St. Paul says to the Corinthians, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. لأن خفة ضيقتنا الوقتية تنشئ لنا أكثر فأكثر ثقل مجد أبدي. When I am minded of this glory, then all of my trouble, all of what I'm going through will be nothing. I'll just accept it and I live with it, knowing that this is not the end of the story. Something much, much better, something much more than what I'm going through is in wait for me as a reward for me going through these tribulations. We have the example of the Lord Jesus, said about him, St. Paul to the Hebrews, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. For the joy that was set before him, من أجل السرور الموضوع أمام. What kind of joy that set before him? The joy of redeeming mankind, saving man, bringing man back into the paradise that was shut before man when man transgressed the command of God. So we accept suffering when we love, when we have we feel the burden of the responsibility, when we expect a reward. Also, believing that we grow in his image when we suffer makes suffering desirable. We will be only more like God when we suffer like him. There is no other way where truly we can regain this image of him. No matter how much we try, we have to go into this point where we suffer in order for us to change back and becoming like him. St. Paul says, from now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus, the mark of the suffering. This is what makes me proud. This is actually what makes me to be glorified. And also we hear this in the book of Proverbs. Take away the dross from silver and it will go to the silversmith for jewelry. لما بنشيل الشوائب من الفضة, الفضة دلوقتي بتبقى تصلح لعمل جيد. There was a story about man who was going through a hard time. Every day he questioned in his mind, why God is allowing this to happen to me? Why me? And when this will come to an end? And he never found an answer, and this troubled him more and more. His neighbor was a silversmith who worked in this silver thing, purifying silver and making out of it jewelry. One day he was bored and troubled. Then he went to see his neighbor. He found him sitting and putting the silver on the fire and working. And then he sat beside him and he said, "Do you have to sit here while you are purifying the silver?" He said to him, "Yes, I have to be here. Otherwise, the silver will be burned. It is something I have to watch carefully." So he said to him, "Then as much as this silver is in fire, you are sitting." He said to him, "Yes, I should be sitting here all through the process. I cannot move. This is something I have to do with myself, and I do it very carefully." Then he asked him, "How far you sit? When do you know exactly that the silver now is pure and ready for the work?" The silversmith told him, "When I look at it and I see my face, then by then I know it's pure enough, and then I can make out of it the jewelry that I am planning to do." In the same way, the man got the message. When God allows us to go through hard time, he is like this man, the silversmith. He sits beside the silver. He cannot leave it. He watches it very carefully. At the time when he sees his image in us, then the cross will be lifted away. Then that process is done, and then God can do with us and from us the jewelry that he is planning to do. We accept suffering also when we know that we share the cross with him. القديسين كانوا بيشعروا ان دخولهم في التجربه ده فرصه ان هم يبقوا مع المسيح يشيلوا معاه الصليب. We all look at Saint Simon the Cyrene and we envy him. We say this, how blessed is this man. He was at the time when the Lord Christ was passing and he carried the cross with him. That's why we find people like Saint Macarius and Saint Marina accept accusations and they were false. They accepted to be accused of wrongdoing and they never did. Saint Macarius was, at the beginning of his life, was a priest in a small village. A harlot accused him falsely that he committed sin with her, and that's why she is with a son. All of the people in the city went and tried to attack Saint Macarius. He never said anything. He never tried to defend himself. At the end, they laid the son in his bosom and told him, "You take care of him. This is the outcome of your sin." And Saint Macarius said to himself, "Now, Macarius, you have to work hard. You have got a son." He didn't try to defend himself, and we ask why. Why did he accept this? This is the way for him to be with his master, to carry the cross with him. That's why Saint Paul, when he says to the Corinthians, "Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourself be cheated? Instead of taking each other to the courts, why not you accept wrong?" Actually, when we do this, we are not fools. We are not doing this because we cannot defend ourselves, but rather because this is the way we share the cross with the Lord Christ. There is a story about a monk. His name is Saint Gelasius. Saint Gelasius was a man who is excelled in writing. At that time, there was no printing. So in order to make one copy of the Bible, this takes like months of writing, careful writing. He made an elegant copy of the Bible, and he left it in his room in order to give it to the church that he was at the, he was a monk in the monastery. One of the brothers was tempted, and he went to the room of Saint Gelasius in the cell, and he stole this Bible. And he went and he tried to sell it to someone. He told him, the other person, he told him, "How much is this Bible?" He was buying. He said to him, "This is 10 denarii. So he said to him, "Okay, I will give you the 10 denarii, but I will need to check if this Bible is worth of this price or not." So the brother told him, "Yes, okay, give me the money and check, and whenever you make sure that this is the right price, you can come back to me." The person who bought the Bible went with it to Father Gelasius. He knew that this man has interest in writing and he can value this Bible. Saint Gelasius, when he looked at the Bible, he recognized, "It is my Bible that was stolen from my cell." Then he asked him. The man said to him, "Father Gelasius, how much is this Bible you think is worth?" Father Gelasius said to him, "How much did you buy it with?" He told him, "This is like 10 denarii. Is it a good price?" He told him, "Yes, this is a very good price. Actually, it's worth more than this." He didn't say anything. He didn't try to say, this is my Bible, stolen from myself. The man went back and he said to the other person, you know, I asked Father Glasses and he told me that this is a high price. He tried to bargain with the man. The brother who stole the Bible asked him, whom did you ask about the price of the Bible? He said to him, Father Glasses. Then the brother felt ashamed. He said to him, no, I'm not going to sell it. Take your money and give me the Bible back. He took the Bible back and went to Father Glasses and asked it for forgiveness. Why did he do this? Why this father did this? Only for one reason. He accepted to suffer in order to share the cross of his master. Then Saint Peter says to us, for to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten. Don't feel like I have to take it in my hand. I have to defend myself. I have to make it clear. I have to stand for myself. My brethren, yes, you can do this, but let me tell you, when you do this, this is not typical Christian attitude. This is not exactly what Christ did. We also accept suffering because it is the best teacher of virtues. If you want to learn patience and perseverance, there is no way. We cannot sit in the air condition like what we're sitting now. Yes, maybe a long day like this, we can learn patience and perseverance. But typically, if we want to reach the point where we acquire virtues, we have to go through suffering. As St. Paul said to the Romans, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. Why? Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. And also St. James says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. When we go through hard time, this is the time when our characters are going to grow and we acquire virtues. The last reason why we should be actually encouraged to accept suffering. We receive suffering with joy when we cease to sin because of it. لأن من تألم في جسده كف عن الخطيه. The time when we are suffering, we are not minded of any temptation. We do not think about it. Some people even desire to go through suffering in order for them to quit a bad habit or quit a certain sin. This is what St. Peter said. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. لأن من تألم في جسده كف عن الخطي. I conclude this with a story about a mother who had a young son. He was like 12, 13 years old and he loved to swim. There was a river in the city where they lived at in the village. This son went one time and his mom was watching him. He took off his clothes and he went swimming. And then from away came an alligator. And this alligator came close to this boy. The mother tried to scream and call for her son and he didn't listen. He didn't hear her screaming. Then she jumped into the water and tried to catch the hand of her son. And this alligator, the beast, got the feet of the son. The woman, the mother, tried her very best to pull him away from the mouth of the beast. And she tried, till the moment where she was exhausted and her hands like left marks even in the hand of her son, until she was successful and she took her son away from the beast. Of course, the child had many, many wounds in his feet, and she took him to the hospital. The people who came to visit the boy, his friends, they were like very interested in to see the marks of the alligator teeth in the feet of this child. The child showed this wounds to them, but more, he was very interested and very proud to show them as well the marks of the wounds of his mom in his hands. This is the wounds that saved me. He made it something that everyone to look at it. I do not want you only to look at the wounds of that caused by the beast, but look at the wounds of love that my mother caused in my hand and my arm in order to pull me away from the mouth of the beast. Sometimes God have to do this, to inflict pain and to cause us some wounds in order for us to be saved from the mouth of our tempter, Satan. So today, when we remember Christ's accepted suffering, yes, we sometimes actually have to accept suffering. We accept suffering and find it more easy to bear when we love, when we are moved with the burden of responsibility, when we expect a reward, when we believe that we grow more in His image when we suffer. We accept suffering when we know that we share the cross with Him. And we accept suffering because it is the best teacher of virtues and is the way for us to cease from sinning. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.